Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyolim, Klal Sam Vav, and we finished Simon Beis. And we're talking about various different mitzvahs asay and the lochos of chinuch, which are relevant to that mitzvahs asay. The last one we want to talk about, before we move on to Simon Gimel, is the lochos of havdalah. So the same way a child, there's a chiyuv chinuch to be mechanech a child in the mitzvah of kiddush, once a child reaches the age of 6 to 7 years old, it's a chiyuv chinuch, that the child is a chiyuv of havdalah. So, normally the halacha is that havdalah is one that may not eat or drink before havdalah. That element, excuse me, doesn't apply to a katan. Like we mentioned already before, the katan is allowed to eat before kiddush. The katan is also allowed to eat before havdalah. But there's a chiyuv for the child to say havdalah alakos, like any adult would do. If the child is saying a Motzi Shabbos, so he would say Abdullah Kais, he would say the bracha on the psalmim and the Nair as well. One question which comes up is that Motzi Shabbos is quite late. You have a young child, a boy or a girl, that they go to sleep before the end of Shabbos. In some places, Shabbos is not over until after 10 o'clock at night. The child is young, they're going to be asleep at that point in time. So what should they do in regards to Havdalah? When should they say Havdalah? So there are two possibilities of what they could do. The halacha is the mikra that a person could say Havdalah from Palag Mincha and onwards. Now that does not mean that they can light a Nair at that point in time, obviously. It means that the bracha of Havdalah ala Kais, they can say from Palag Mincha and onwards. They would just say the bracha of Havdalah ala Repriya Gofen and the bracha of Havdalah. The other option is to say Havdalah the next morning. If a person forgot to say Havdalah Motzi Shabbos, the halacha is he can continue to say Havdalah all the way till the end of the Yom Gimel, so till Tuesday afternoon before Shkia. And again, the only thing he says in that situation is the bracha of Repriya Gofen and the bracha of Alakos. He does not say the bracha of Nir or B'Somim. So we have two options: to say the bracha Sunday morning of Repriya Gofen and the bracha of Hamavdil, or to say it early Shabbos afternoon after Plag, to say the bracha of Repriya Gofen and the bracha of Hamavdil. So which one is preferred in halacha? So the poskim assume it's better they should say Sunday morning. That which we can say, this idea of saying Havdalah early in the afternoon, which is a gemara in brachas, even so it's a davar tumah l'rabim. It's confusing to people, the idea that you're saying Havdalah while it's actually still Shabbos. People could mistakenly think they're allowed to do malacha afterwards, which they are not allowed to do. So therefore, it would be preferred to say Havdalah Sunday morning. So in the case where they can't say Havdalah Motzi Shabbos because it's too late, they should say Havdalah Sunday morning, Repriya Gofen, and the bracha of Hamavdil. Let's say a situation where the child is not able to drink grape juice, whatever reason of that sort. So there's a concept in the halacha called Chamar Medina, that a drink of something which replaces the wine of that area as the primary drink that people use. So you have the wine, Chamar is the Aramaic word for wine, of the Medina. This is its wine. So what is a valid form of Chamar Medina? At least the assumption Ramosha has in Shuba is that wine is something which people drink not primarily for the purpose of being thirsty, because there's an element of kavod, a social element which is connected to the idea of wine. So it has to be something which people drink not because they're thirsty, but they drink it as a form of kavod. So people will get together over a cup of coffee. People will get together over a cup of tea. People will get together over a cup of wine. But we don't get together over a cup of, let's get together over a cup of Coca-Cola, Ramosha says. That people drink because they're thirsty, not just, or because they have time, and not because they want to be mechabed. It's not where you would show kavod that somebody like offering them a Coke. So Chamar Medina would be something of that sort. A child is not necessarily drinking coffee or tea, Is there anything else which a child could use for Chamar Medina? So some poskim would suggest that a child could use a cup of milk for this purpose. I am not 100% comfortable with that idea based on the Chumar Rav Moshe. Have a good day.